In a community as endowed with historic properties as Sitka, handling requests to build on or modify those properties, or even near those properties, is a big, busy job. Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett describes it this way. If someone wants a building permit within a certain radius of a historic property, it needs to go before the Historic Preservation Commission for review.
Well, the problem that has come up, and I mentioned this last week, but the problem that has come up is that what if the building permit comes in the day after the commission meeting, and the commission meets once a month? Then that person who's putting in their application for a permit, they have to wait 1 month before they find out whether or not it has to go to review. Then the commission comes back and look at it and says, yes, it does have to go to review. Then they have to wait another month for it to go to review.
So Hackett says it's potentially a two-month delay to find out whether your building request would have an impact on a nearby historic property. The proposal defeated on Tuesday night would have paid someone, the official term is paid agent, to screen the requests and determine whether they needed a historic review.
There's a couple of, I think, problems with this model.
That's Sitka Mayor Scott McAdams.
One, I think that it blurs the line between what governance is, and even advisory governance, and execution of city service.
And the second problem, McAdams says, is that it uses public dollars to perform a public service outside of the city's agreement with its full-time public employees. McAdams, like other members of the Assembly opposed to the measure, thanked the Preservation Commission for its work and said he understands how hard it is for them to get their job done. It's become harder in the last week with the resignation of Chairwoman Ann Polnow and Vice Chairman Bill DeArmond. That leaves three active members of the commission, less than a quorum, so for now, the commission can't even meet. Polnow testified before the Assembly that she regretted her decision to resign.
It came about because there was no city staff support, and this commission has taken on duties and responsibilities that are above and beyond a volunteer service.
Those duties include investigating easements, writing plat notes, and knowing a body of historic preservation law and language. Polnow drew a comparison to the Planning Commission.
With the Planning Commission, there's a planning department staff person that goes to a planning commission meeting and informs the commission of their professional opinion, their professional research, and shares with that commission how to address the issue. That hasn't happened for the Historic Preservation Commission, and we do tackle some very major issues.
She says paying someone to carry out the duties required in the review process is essential to keep both the commission and historic preservation efforts moving. Assembly members didn't rule out the possibility of addressing the matter in the future.
Just like to say one more thing.
Again, Phyllis Hackett.
One of the reasons it's in this format, and one of the reasons it came when it did, is there was a feeling of urgency because of the situation and what's coming up with Shelton Jackson. And it's really important at this point that there be some historic preservation oversight here in Sitka. And because of the way this commission has been expected to function, it has become dysfunctional. And that, I think, is something that we should all be concerned about.
Hackett joined Mim McConnell and Jack Osmond in supporting the idea of a paid agent position. McAdams, Reber Stein, Larry Cruz, and Cheryl Westover opposed it. In the meantime, applications are being taken for the Historic Preservation Commission at the Municipal Clerk's Office. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.